Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. Waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, December 9, 2019. 2019. Yours truly, Ray Van 98 here, along with.
Okay, good morning, TNT. Man, let me get right for a minute. How you guys doing today? Everything good, right?
Yeah, they all right.
They all right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll survive, huh? Okay.
Well, some of them are all right. The ones that are on the Q&A line did not plan on asking the question. They not all right.
Uh-oh.
They're not.
So anybody who's
in today.
Is not up, is in trouble, huh? All right, guys. Well, all right. Did we send anything out?
Nothing went out. No updates.
Okay, I'm trying to get my throat right, guys. Sorry. It was a cigar weekend. So, it's really quiet in Iraq, but everybody's excited about something. So what could it possibly be? TV did have some news. He let everybody know that the budget was going to Parliament this week. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound fine on my end.
Okay. All right, the budget was going to Parliament this week, and that it will take effect on January the 1st. Be implemented the 1st of New Year. That was on television over there. 2020, soon going to Parliament, will be approved and implemented 1st of New Year. Yeah. He put that out again to try to calm the demonstrators down, let them know everything was going as approved. I think I told you guys Friday, I don't know if I did or not, that they had put out a list of demands that the demonstrators wanted, and they had skipped number 2. And we had it out in print. We're trying to figure out what number 2 was. And then we figured out that number 2, well, we didn't figure it out. I was actually told by somebody from the CBI that number 2 was the monetary reform, and they didn't put it up there. One, because they're saying it has already been completed, just hasn't been implemented, but it has been completed. And two, is because they didn't want the whole world to know that. But we know, so that part didn't work. So they're not, I mean, they're still demonstrating. I think they're going to demonstrate until they actually see everything done. So Mahdi's in the news again, asking the government to hurry up and pick his replacement because he's ready to be done with it. He doesn't want to assume any more responsibility for it. And he's probably tired of seeing them posting things about hanging him and everything else. So the banks are not at the exchange location. They are not at the exchange location today. Nobody. Now, I'm still waiting for a call back from them. But so far, nobody's there. Texas is not there. Don't mean, again, that they can't be really quick. Just means that they're not. That's all. Okay. I will tell you that most of the banks, with the exception of Texas, did think it was going through on Thursday. That's what they had prepared for. Thursday, they were told once again it was going to go through. It didn't, as we know. They didn't go in on Friday because they were frustrated about Thursday again. There are 2 days this week, and you can look for it to happen. There are 2 days when you can look for it to happen. And I've already told you what those 2 days are because I tell you all the time. But there is a belief that when the budget goes to Parliament this week, whether it's announced or not, it could still happen. Again, the RV itself, what we're waiting for, was in the 2019 budget. It just wasn't implemented, but it will be implemented with a successful announcement about the 2020 budget. All the articles we've seen so far said they have agreed on everything, even Kurdistan's portion. They just need to take the votes. My understanding is they have already done that. Even though the article says they're going to do it this week, that it's going to go to Parliament this week, my information is they have already done that. They're waiting to get closer to actually make the announcement. So we'll see what happens. All right. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I'm forgetting? Did I see anything? Let's
see. Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing. All right. Now let's do it.
All right. Wow. Sunstar. First one this time. Sunstar says, number one, oh, Ray, what is the lifespan of a family foundation? Perpetuity is the lifespan of a family foundation. And the lifespan of a general trust, to my knowledge, is 20 years, and then it gets renewed, but there is a law against perpetuities on trust lasting indefinitely. But a charity is different. Okay, next says, short explanation, please. Can nonprofits only donate to nonprofits? Well, you need to check folks that are having an expertise in the tax exempt division. I'm thinking you can only donate to nonprofits and get credit for it. And but there's other things that a charity can be doing besides donating to other charities. It can spend its money doing charitable things. Okay, number three says, of course, Tony, anytime you want in on some of this, just say, hold it. Number three says, if you are a trustee or hire a trustee, does their duties include overseeing bank transaction deposits? Yes. At least one of them would do that. Or it might be that the trustees may hire some other professional to handle that and to make sure that, in addition to the code of professional ethics, which is what they're supposed to keep their mouth closed, you want to bind them with an additional layer of legal responsibility, make them an agent trustee in that regard. They won't have voting power, but they'll be authorized to transact business and do things for the trust that you don't want to necessarily do or don't have the skill to do. Okay, B for Real says, good morning, Ray and Tony. I've been asked by some who have recently purchased the Vietnamese dong how it ties into the revalue of the Iraqi dinar. I don't feel that I can give an accurate and complete answer. Tony, can you take a minute and explain for those who want an understanding? Wow, really? Be for real? Okay.
That's right. Then what are you doing telling them to buy something if you don't understand it? Are you just recommending confusion and chaos? I mean, I'm for real about that, just so you know. Anyway, no.
I can defend them because they know what's a good thing. Wait. They might not know how to explain why it's a good thing. It's a good thing. All right. So have at it.
All right. So, the dinar was a standalone situation on its own, just about Iraq, when this was first formulated between George Bush and Tony Blair, because they were the initial ones to come up with this. The, the initial ones to come up with this back then, because of what happened during the Kuwait War, they saw another opportunity to take advantage. So, and by take advantage, I could go in the whole was never about oil thing and money and changing the U.S. economy, but there was a whole lot of other stuff that happened behind closed doors that came out, and it was actually a whole nother purpose behind this, or that was used. But in the course of that, there was an opportunity to do what's known as a global currency reset that had been in the works for the last, for the last 20, 30 years, 40 years. Well, actually before that, I guess, yeah, way before that. But had been sitting dormant with a plan and waiting for the right opportunity to come along for everybody to do it. With the dinar, they decided that, and I'm trying to do this in like layman's terms instead of getting technical and breaking it down to you guys with the trust and the church and where the money came from and everything else. So it was sitting there, and they decided that they could now use the dinar as the foundation to do a global currency reset. Global currency reset is taking your highest currencies, your lowest currencies, your exotic currencies, and letting them all meet in the middle and restarting the global economy, because that's what this is going to do, restart the global economy. So there's 190 currencies that are supposed to be adjusted during this process. Vietnamese dong became one of them. Now, the dong came up and in this first basket because China is a central focus or a central part of this. China did not get any of the dinar. So they weren't involved in that because they weren't part of the war. They weren't made a team player, just like Russia wasn't, North Korea wasn't, a whole lot of places. But since China is, and they're important, because they loan gold to countries who didn't qualify, and they did a lot of things to make this work, they were able to bring the Vietnamese dong on board, and they're using that as one of their reserve currencies to make up for the dinar, to give them some value too. So that's why the dong was brought in, because it's really China's workforce. And Vietnam is really, I'm going to say China's, and I'm changing the terminology from what I was going to say, just so you guys know. But I'm going to say maybe adopted little brother. I'm going to put it that way. But it's the same thing that goes on in Iraq with Iran. So they know they have influence, control, and power over that, even though it's not supposed to look like it. So they brought the dong in. China's involved in the dinar because the U.S. let them sign a contract with the citizens of the United States to buy dinar from us at an inflated rate. Since they couldn't get involved directly as a country with Iraq, the U.S. did do an agreement with them to buy from us, and that's where you see the main group out of Reno is one that China's using to purchase dinar, because of course they're the only country that doesn't produce their own oil, so they'll be buying most of the oil from Iraq, so they want to get the dinar to buy it with. Yeah, that's a whole long way of saying Vietnam and the Dom is here because China wanted to use it like we are going to use a dinar to pay off our deficit, to build up our reserves, and to take advantage of a wealthy country, which we're doing, to all become rich, whether we want to say it or not, is exactly what we're doing. Okay, was that enough explanation without being confusing? Ask her, did that work for her? I may have lost Ray.
Okay, I'm here. That did it. Oh. I guess it did it. We'll go on to the next. Sunstar, one more question. What steps would you take or recommend to set up a 401k or personal retirement fund? That's too vague of a question for me to try to answer. There's different things. All depends on the circumstances and what you have, where you are in the arrangement. So best thing I could recommend is read up on those as best you can and learn how they function. And there's also a now, of course, a 401k is something an employer sets up, but there is a for a person that has a business with no other employees but just you. There is a, I think it's called a self-employed 401k or self-directed 401k, but that is for a person that has no other employees, but you can have a 401k plan. And the 401k plan basically gives you more flexibility than an IRA does. So something you definitely want to look into. Real Money for Us says, has a hold on the loans ever been done before? And could this just be an end of the year clearing process?
No, they haven't done this because they haven't always gave out loans and money this way. Still haven't made an announcement. I don't know that it has ever been done where every bank says we're not doing any more of those transactions through the end of the year. Never at the end of any other year has that occurred that I know of or that I can remember. Okay. Next.
Nineball says, are the rates on the bank screens still grayed out?
I don't know. Let's see, can we get hold of anybody? Go ahead. Let me check. Let's
okay.
See if I can get a call.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to live callers.
Okay.
916 area code. You are on.
You can disregard me. My questions are
okay.
Been answered. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony.
Hi.
In the background, checking on things. Question that I have is. There's been an announcement posted on through Prime Minister Modi on his website noting that tomorrow is a special holiday. It's Victory Day, really in recognition of the victory over the ISIS forces and the like. There's a similar type of information along those lines on the Government of Iraq Twitter account. What are your sources saying in terms of making this an especially victorious day with that being a favorite day that you have alluded to in the past, also being their Victory Day celebration, and all official working hours are suspended tomorrow?
So, for everybody who don't know what she just said, what she said was, Tony, they are celebrating 2 years of freedom from ISIS tomorrow. Do you think you could possibly pick up the phone, call them, and say, hey, since we're celebrating, let's just do the RV at the same time. And then we don't have to waste all this happiness, right?
That's another way of putting it, yes.
Oh, that's
and your answer
said.
Is?
My answer is...
That was your way of dodging the question.
There are 2 days that are possible for the RV this week that our banking system has been notified about, and that is one of those days that is possible. Not guaranteed, but is possible. How is that?
I'll take that one, and I appreciate that, okay. And I'll start counting 10 days, knowing that that will be when the TNT Super Fantastic Pave It Forward project is going to be. And we appreciate it ever so much. It looks like we could be doing some pre-Christmas celebrations ourselves. So we appreciate it. And thanks again, guys, for all the nuggets that you give to us. Most appreciated. Have a
all
great
right.
day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code, you are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I am super fantastic. I left off that other part.
Okay.
How are you all?
I'm fine.
I'm super fantastic.
The nth degree.
All right, then. Well, that's a blessing. Tony, mm-hmm. I have a question.
Okay.
Have you heard any more about, is it still the one bank that is offering the $8 on the dome, and then you negotiate the rest? Or has any other banks came in that yet?
There's only one bank that I know of that is offering that particular rate. There's only one. So the other bank, like I said, is starting at, one is starting at 47 cents. Going as high as 220, but it's unlimited. And I forgot the $8 was unlimited because I was thinking that it is.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wanting to find out. Has anyone else came?
Okay. No, I want to answer the other question before I forget it real quick, because they just tell me, yes, that the rates are still grayed out right now. So that's why they're not there. The changes are not there. There's no rates there. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay, well, we're still looking to wait to hear from something.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
360 area code. You are on.
Man, oh man! I never thought at 71 years of age I'd be nervous for the hear that beep sound that says I've been unmuted. So, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are you?
How am I? Well, today I'm a year older than I was yesterday.
I thought it was Friday. No? I thought I missed it. Okay.
Dude.
Hold on. I gotta take a drink of water. Hold on.
Oh yeah, this was that request.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, wait, I gotta go find my wife. She told me she's gonna sing to you. Yes, she did. Hold on. Wait. Like, oh, my God.
He's not birthday. Going anywhere.
Okay. Get ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Walt. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Man, and that's after a night of drinking.
Well, I'm not sure if I was confused by the perfect pitch or not, but I'm telling you, through the course of my life, I've never thought of times that were more special than what this one is. And I just have to tell you, thank you very much. I just...
Okay.
I am blessed, and You are a huge part of the blessing. That's a fact.
Well, happy birthday to you, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Tony. And your wife, gosh almighty, that was a treat I didn't expect, and fabulous.
You got 2 for 1.
No kidding. I was hoping I'd hear some harmony, Ray, but that's all right.
No, you didn't request that. That wasn't in your request. I remember.
I heard you humming in the background, but I wasn't sure.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Here's some harmony.
I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Happy birthday, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Now, I actually, gosh, how do I follow that? The first note I took down when listening to the beginnings and so forth was going through it to get to it. And because that seemed to be the appropriate thing when people are sitting back. And I know that there's times when it's easier to be frustrated than not. But the fact that we know that tomorrow and maybe even later on this week, we're looking at the possibilities of some blessings coming through that are the culmination of our dreams. I wrote it down to that. My first question, Tony, is with the number of ministers who have bit the bullet and got out of Dodge, they obviously then, is it fair to assume that they had enough of a quorum to pass the budget?
They said they had 256 the last time, which was enough. And I don't think it's just the, and they said everybody was hitting the border and the government and parliament members as much as it was government, governors and city councilors and other people that were involved in, and actually Iranian citizens that were actually hitting it. Most of the parliament members, I think, that have been in the corruption and everything, they left during the last vote. They all took
touch. And they put these new people in. Oh, let me switch because my earphone just stopped.
So, I don't think it's affecting parliament at all. But they would have already said they couldn't operate. And they're continuing to operate. And they're continuing to pass laws. So we got a bunch of Gazette came out today, had a bunch of new laws in there that were passed, which shows us that they're working, and they're saying they're going to have them all done and implemented by the first. So we're okay.
That's, yeah, good. And I guess I wrote down here, bless CIA's heart for being able to mind meld with you. And being able to come up with the questions and you interpreting her questions with what she really wanted to ask, and I think that was a great combination of you two acting symbiotically. It was terrific. I've got other questions, but I kind of feel like I've taken up enough time, and there'll be another call or two, I'm sure. Tony, bless your heart. I can't tell you. 71 years of age, and I felt like I was 15 years old as I was sitting here waiting on the call. So thank you, Ray.
Yes, sir.
So, and Tony, I don't ever recall ever hearing your wife before, and I feel honored that she would treat me in such a nice fashion. So be sure and express my gratitude to her for that as well. So have a Have a super fantastic day and a fantabulous or to the nth degree day. And to you both, again, thanks for making an old man's day something special.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And happy birthday again. I'll pass it on to her.
Thank you.
Okay, 202 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have like three questions, but they real quick questions. One, the first question is, if you have dinar that's the new notes, like they look brand new, not used, you can still use those, correct? You can still turn those in?
Absolutely.
Okay. My other question was, does China still have a rate? I know once upon a time China had a rate, and you told us we can ask for the China rate. Is that still the case?
China doesn't have a rate. There is a contract rate, so which is who the groups have a contract with, and that was their group rate. Our banks have a contract rate, which are giving, which has nothing to do with China.
Okay. And the last question is, because you said Parliament said things are going to set January 1st, do you think this can still go before January the 1st?
I do think it can still go before January the 1st. They want everything implemented, all the laws, rules, and everything else, and the rates to be implemented on the 1st. So they got one thing they can do if it's all going to be implemented on the 1st. They can make all the announcements on the 1st and then try to pass out all the laws and norms on the 1st on that same day and change all the prices on that day, everything else. Or they can do the RV prior to, lower the norms, change the rate, and on the first day, make all the payments that they're supposed to make with HCL, border crossings, everything else, because the new rate is already effective. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 954 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call. It's been a while since I've been on. I have a question, but it's not about the dinar or dong directly. My son lives over in Thailand, and he told me recently that their currency, the baht, is the strongest over in Asia, and that it's been going up the last 6 months in value against the dollar, that the dollar has declined and the baht has increased. Does that have anything to do whatsoever with the global reset, or is the country just becoming stronger?
I think it has to do with the tariffs that are being put on other countries over there, which is actually weakening our dollar over there and making there stronger. Because what's happening with the tariffs, if you guys haven't noticed it, and all the disagreements, it is, and we have talked about it over the years, and that it's forcing countries to do business by going around the U.S., and that's what they've decided to do, and do business with each other, which is weakening our dollar. So because of some of the things we're doing, that's why their dollar is getting stronger against the U.S. dollar, not just their economy. And as less countries continue to do business with us, we will see that happen. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And hopefully this is the last month of these calls, and that by New Year's, we will all be wealthy.
That will be.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'll let the next caller come in. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. 286 area code. You are on. 281.
Oh, excuse
me. 281.
Okay. Hey, Ray. How you doing?
I was just testing you, see if you were paying attention.
Well, I was. And, okay.
I'm
well,
fantabulous. To the
internet. Good morning to you, young lady. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm actually in the office today, but I thought I'd get on and chit chat with you guys for a minute. I had a question, well, maybe two, but when you were discussing with us about how they can make all of the announcements, so forth and so on, change all the prices you would be referring to as the services and goods over there, is that what you mean by
yeah.
prices? Okay.
Yes, yeah, their price, yep.
Okay. So then if they can wait on that or they can change all that, you said then they could do the or they could do the RV prior. So then that would mean just the rate of the currency if they do the RV prior. Would that is that what that means? That would be the only thing that changed if they do that prior? What all
whenever they do
it
when they do a rate change, it's all going to change. The currency is more valuable. The price of gas is going to change. The price of a can of soda is going to change. Price of a loaf of bread is going to change. All the rates have to change when the
mm-hmm.
currency's value changes. So they can do that all on that first day. Or, like I said, they can start handing out the lower denoms on the 26th, 27th, 28th, whatever they want to. Start distributing
mm-hmm.
them so people have them in their hand throughout the country when the rate actually changes, or even the day before. There is
okay.
a plan, just so you guys know, for this to happen prior to the first. So
okay.
we'll just see how close it is to the first when they actually do it.
Right, okay. I kind of feel like that too. I believe that's what they're it's my opinion only. That's probably why none of the people or bankers or whatever are going to the exchange locations, because I feel they may have a particular date that they're waiting on. And then my next and last question is the Vegas event. And I'm assuming once this happens, then you will probably start looking for a venue. And then pushing it out, would it be more springish when we have this event, or you're going to try to do it right away?
So if this everything happened on the 1st of January, I'm going to try to be doing the event in February. Okay?
Oh.
I want to give people time to, yes, get used to being rich, get money, but I got to start going to work. I got to find the venue, dates. Which it'll be a lot easier because Christmas is over. Things will be opened
right.
up. Should be able to move pretty fast, especially the smaller events that I'm doing. I'm thinking people can get those. So 3-4 weekends in a row, I'm going to try and do that. And I'm doing that so everybody can get to their normal life, especially me. So
right.
I got to do that as fast as I can, get it over with. So I can have a normal life like everybody else is going to have. So that will be my
right.
goal.
Mm-hmm. So are you needing to put a committee together to help with that? Do we need you need some volunteers? Because
well,
sure.
I'm going to need volunteers at each location to do that, or give me some suggestions for venues for 1,500, 2,000 people in those locations.
Oh.
And for Vegas, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things that need to be done. Again, with the same thing, getting the right location, somewhere to fit all the people, and, yes, some things to do for 4 days. So, yes, I always can use all the help I can get, especially
well,
if
maybe
it's free.
Right. Maybe closer to that time, you know, maybe some of us that know you well, and closer to you than some others, maybe we could get together and put together a list of some people that can help you, you know? So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I would appreciate
well, guys,
it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, have a good day. Talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
586 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. I'm super fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it. Is the Iranian Rial still in the first basket? Have you heard?
That's what they keep saying. And I'll say it again, as I've said it. I don't understand how or why, but the bank is saying it was on the screen with everything else, and it is going to revalue. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. That's all I had for you guys today. Hey, if we don't talk to you again, you guys have a great holiday, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. All righty.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See, 610. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NBA.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW. Know your worth. And Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony.
All right. Next up, 972 area code. Danny
in
Dallas.
Hey there, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, fellas. Boy, what?
How you doing, man?
I'm another day in paradise. Well, not quite paradise, but it's close. I got several things I want to mention. I didn't understand if you indicated that the riots were still ongoing, even if they were moderate.
They were still going over the weekend. Let me see. Maybe I can find out right now. Let me try and check.
Okay.
But they were over the weekend. Let me see what's happening right now today.
Sure. All right. I'll go on because I've got a few things. Once again, I appreciate the history. You know, I've heard it 100 times every time you've said it, but every time I get a little bit more. Now, the interesting part I was curious about this time is we always expected that we would have to pay taxes on this event. Is part of the taxes not being our burden also an action that China offered? They're going to pay the taxes, and it may not be exactly what would be, but when they offered to the U.S. government, it may have been part of that package. Hey, we'll take care of the taxes. And I've been curious about that. What's your perspective on it?
My perspective is China has absolutely nothing to do with us paying taxes on anything. Not only that, but the groups themselves that are doing business with China, since mm-hmm. we're doing an exchange on our currency, they have a contract to sell their currency. They are being taxed 11% on their group. That all was right. part of the agreement and contract that I read years ago. So, no, China's not paying anything for us.
Well, like I said, every time you go over this, I learn something else. That's good.
Okay.
Now, yeah, good stuff. CIA, I agree with ED Doc. She's got your number, and you're reading her mail. So it's kind of an interesting situation that's going on there.
Okay.
And it occurs to me that with this this conference call being accessible to 141,000 people, she could have quite a collaboration after this event is completed. If she just were to open up a website, CIA Super Fantastic. Now, she may take that and run with it, but you know, I would search for her just to see. That's a smart lady.
Yeah.
You can bet that Danny in Dallas is going to have a website that says Super Fantastic because it identifies everything that's necessary, and I'm going to be so jazzed to cooperate with other people in an effort to bless humanity. That's going to be a cool situation. So anyway, that's
it absolutely
my
is.
Thoughts. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine Renfro Brothers, Super Fantastic, after this thing goes? Good golly. we are going to be so collaborative in our efforts together. This, you know, the term world-changing is an overstatement. Most of the time. I don't think that's going to be an overstatement. Quite possibly. Who knows? Anyway, let me pass on. If you're looking for a good time to do a party in Vegas, let me tell you when nobody has parties going. Nobody has parties going because it's Super Bowl weekend. Oh, my. They shut down. Nobody goes to Vegas to watch the Super Bowl. And nobody has conferences because the Super Bowl is on. So just a thought. I don't, you know, doesn't matter to me. I'm coming either way. But you might consider that. Yeah. Hey.
Well,
the last thing
I'm thinking
with
all these newfound millionaires and billionaires might all be at the Super Bowl. What about that?
Yeah, true, too. Yeah, they're going to have to extend the bleachers on this one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing, I thought of a handy-dandy tweet that would jazz the community. Our friend from Texas that took a European vacation, do you know if he's back yet?
He doesn't come back till the first week of January.
Oh, my. Well, that ruined my possible suggestion because I was going to say, if CIA hadn't already got his name, that you could keep tabs on that. And if he were to come in, like, tomorrow or Friday or next week, you send out a little tweet, we would know what you're talking about, and you wouldn't have to explain. That'd be a really
well,
cool
one thing about it,
but,
if he does or they do get called in, I will send out a tweet. And I'm sure everybody who's here or who needs to know will understand it when I send it out.
Yeah, if you say Texas is in place, that would communicate a lot. Yeah, sure would. All right, fellas, I've got to go back to work because I am not independently wealthy yet. So I'll see you guys later. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
706 area code, you are on. Excuse me, 760.
That's me, right?
That's you.
Okay. How are you guys doing? And I'm not going to make you go through that. So I know you're doing super fantastic, and I appreciate that. Hope your day is going great. Here is my question, and might sound far-fetched, but I've been wondering, if we all, when we all receive our blessing, how does the economy change?
How does the economy change?
Well, yeah, because you're adding a few million or billionaires.
Okay, so let's think about it. What is one of the things you would like to do when you receive your blessing? Just anything. What is it you would like to do?
Well, the one thing I really want to do is help the homeless people.
How are you going to do that?
Probably build some of them tiny homes I'm researching.
Oh, okay. So those tiny homes that you want to build don't just come out of thin air, and you're not going to physically build it yourself. So you got to buy wood, nails, paint, glue, salt, and a whole bunch of things. And then you got to pay the people who actually put them together, right? So now you just generated hundreds, or not thousands of dollars for your local community as well as for our economy. You know, think about that 10 million times over every day. If everybody decide now, I'm just going to do a little bit something for everybody else. Well, the wood had to be made by somebody, the nails, everybody. And now that everybody's doing it 10 million times more than normal, means all those companies have to what? Hire some more employees, on and on. And now they got jobs that are created. And now that those people have jobs and they're getting money, they're going to need cars, transportation. They're going to need TVs to watch. They're going to need plates to eat their food on. They're going to have electric bills they didn't have before. Do you see the economy growing through your purchase?
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay.
Okay. That is what we are going to contribute to our economy and all this money, the investment and growth and things that we are doing. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You have a blessed day, too.
Thank you. 509 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I guess my question is that the WTO was in Iraq a week ago Sunday, and I never heard. You thought they were signing papers or doing something. I never heard what happened with that. You know?
Me either. We didn't see another news article, but they were actually prepping them or qualifying them to become members of WTO, if I remember it correctly. It was a couple weeks ago, though. It wasn't just a week ago, was it?
I think it was a week ago from yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh, okay. I can't remember exactly what the article said to us.
Oh, okay. But it didn't have anything to pertain to what we're waiting on.
I don't think it had anything to pertain to with the RV specifically. It just, as their economy, their rules, and things that they had to do to become back part of the global community, which they're qualifying to do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Have a good
day.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay.
All right. So I'm hearing, hold on 1 second, Ray, that they are demonstrating today and that they have a big one planned tomorrow, which they said is 5 days before the 15 days are up that they were given to name a new prime minister. So I guess they're going to have a really big push tomorrow, demonstration during the celebration that they're supposed to have tomorrow for their 2 years of freedom with ISIS, which CIA wants to be a celebration of the RV tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
All right, 732 area code. You are on.
Good day, gentlemen. Quick question, please. And it's for somebody who couldn't make this call live. She wanted to know if a currency holder has a lot of Zim, Dong, and Dinar. Do you know if it's required to call the 800 number, or can they be able to go to their own bank relationship?
Okay. Anybody at any time can go to their own bank relationship. Anybody. If you already have that, and they'll tell you what to do, and I have people already, the bank has told them, don't call the 800 number. Their bankers have already said, don't call that number. I'm going to set you up an appointment. I'm going to bring you right in. So they absolutely can do that if that's what they choose to do.
Thank you so much.
All right. Right?
Okay, 702 area code. You are on.
Oh yay! I don't get on very often. Thank
okay.
you. Merry Christmas. So I probably won't talk to you before Christmas, but Merry Christmas and thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I do have a couple of questions, and I'll tell you something that happened at Chase Bank. Your past caller, a couple calls ago, mentioned the basket of currencies, the Iranian currencies particularly he was talking about. But my question is about the basket of currencies. You've always said that there is a basket and that the currencies in the basket are meant to go at the same time, correct?
Yes.
And you've even referenced the actual currencies at times, and in particular, the dong. My question is, what makes you or anyone think or know that there are baskets and that the currencies in them are going to revalue at the same time in the basket, as we see with all countries, that revaluation or reinstatement, they have major movements in their central banks that are related to these reinstatements or revaluing, and their governments or currencies have to go through certain processes. So do you see any of that happening with the dong? And where do you see this and when? Because do you know anyone that the currency is not even close to moving? It's been a snooze forever. So why do we think that the dong is going to revalue when the dinar does? And I'm asking because
okay.
I invested heavily.
All right. So on this actual call right here, I explained earlier why the dong was involved in the GCR.
Yeah, I got
because of China. Okay. Now,
okay.
What's going to happen, they have a basket, and the dinar is going to go. And it's going to be just like dominoes. When you knock down that first one, the other ones just fall. It's a natural occurrence because they are in the basket together, because they do have dinar, because their reserves are going to change along with the rate and the contracts and agreements that are all being put in place with those countries, because now everybody is Basel III qualified, and that is how their new value is going to be judged or changed. Basel III requirements of things that they have accomplished all at one time.
It's okay.
not
going
to be an accident. It is a, well, I was going to say highly coveted secret, as it has been for years, except for all of us now know it. This was supposed to occur before we even had a chance to think about it. But because it didn't, because, you know, the best plans even break down, we are involved and actually know about it. Now, China did. I mean, hold on 1 second. Vietnam did, so you didn't know, put out articles 4 or 5 years ago that they were going to revalue their currency. But it came out right before the dinar was supposed to revalue, it just never happened. and they have never put anything else in the news about it since then.
Do you think they're still going to?
It's on the bank screens right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, the screens are gray right now, but it has been for years, yes. I do think they're
okay.
going to.
Okay. All right. And thank you for that. Actually, I got in on the tail end on 10/18, 10/20 when you were talking something about the China and the Dom. So thank you for reiterating that. Now, on contract rates, you tell us that there's a contract rate available and how banks can offer different rates than each other and different from the street or market rate. How is this legal, fair, or where is there anything to prove that they can do this? Because no one else is talking about contract rates or these bank rules that keep changing at their whim. I can't tell you how many times you said now they've changed how they're going to handle this contract rate. Now they've changed the limit of what they're going to exchange. How is this possible and how does it work? And does the Treasury approve this kind of payoff?
Well, the Treasury absolutely approves it or wouldn't be happening. And banks are under contract like anybody else. They can give you above and beyond whatever you negotiate. That's what they do, negotiate plans in the future. They can change those. They are in competition with each other. And
okay.
It's just like anything else. How does, you know, one Ford dealership sell you a Mustang for $70,000 and you go to another Ford dealership and he said, well, it's only $63,000 over here. How can they do that?
Well, like, the market rates on currency is regulated. So I don't know how they can do that, how they step outside that venue.
Because they can always give you more value. They just can't take value away from you.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Good. Thank you. And then the CBI closed Saturday for 6.5 hours. Were you aware of it? And what's your opinion of that event?
I was aware of it. A lot of people got excited about it and thought something could happen when it came back up. But as we know, it didn't. And I didn't see any. The only thing that changed on the site was some language was changed.
Okay.
I didn't see any numbers changed. I didn't see any countdown clock, anything else. Well, a lot of people tell you they were preparing the site for something they very well could be. But I personally think they've known this was coming since September, October, and for the last 10 years, they would have already had their site prepared for the moment that it happened. So
okay.
I don't think that was it.
Well, now I'm going to tell you about the Chase incident.
Okay.
I'm in Las Vegas. And I have a few friends that are quite wealthy. And one of them I see frequently, several times a week. He's a multimillionaire. He recently had his account absconded, every dime. And it was done by an inside bank person. 33 other very wealthy people who were customers of Chase at the same time had their money absconded completely out of their accounts. And all 33 of them, plus him, were called to a meeting. This has been going on since July. Not only was their money not returned, but the 250 FDI insured did not pay off or kick in. They have been told that they will not be paid back. The bank is seizing their money, and they have frozen their accounts with a net zero value. And this one person had all their eggs in one basket and is completely broke and living in his car. And I'm telling everyone, beware, because the FDIC isn't going to cover your A and banks can't be trusted. And I am there, and I am wondering, even as good as Trump has been doing, why the hell do we still have bail-in laws which make our deposits the bank's money? That's my question.
Oh,
Well,
just wanted to let everyone know. Flags up.
Okay. I don't know why we have the banking laws. We're gonna have to. You're gonna have to ask Trump that one, like you said. Why is it still there?
I've already sent an email, but I just want everyone on here to be aware. You know, just because you go in and ask for contract rate, if you leave your money in their bank, you might not have even that contract rate to deal with if they decide to take your money. So I don't know if it's worth it. So scary.
Oh, okay. It
all
is.
Right.
And I don't have all the background, so I don't really know. But, yes, buyer beware all the time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 626 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That is you.
Hey, back up on the scene with a pocket full of green.
Oh, that's what this is. All right.
I have a question.
You caught me by surprise. Go ahead.
But I cannot ask on open mic because it's for Tony. Tony, how are the Parmars? Do you still speak to them? Have you checked on them?
I do. I do speak to them. They are surviving. Let me just say it like that, you know, as any of us would be still going through that. But
okay, and I wanted to put.
I mean, that's all we can expect. But...
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to ask.
Ahead.
I know it's a tough. Okay, I know it's a tough time for people already, but if they can remember them, send them a card or something because it'll be their first. I don't even know if they celebrate Christmas, but even if people don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas is in the air everywhere. So just send them a note because this will be the first time they'll be going through this time of year without their dad and husband. And I'm sure they'd like to know that they are not forgotten. So, okay, that's it.
Thank you. That is so great. And somebody said, hey, do you know this is Tish talking with that small voice? That reminds everybody of the flowers she sends out. And I'm going to say, yes, I do know it's Tish talking, okay? So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please.
I know it now.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, wait. She might not want me to say that.
Well, you're known for
anyway.
That.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. 480 area code. You are on. 480 area code. 720. 480. 720. Oh, you jumped off before I could kick you off. Okay. Well, that's all right. You knew that was coming. Wait a minute. Wrong one. 423. The whole line moved. You are on.
Hey. I'm so glad you opened me up. I've got some important questions to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
I was watching the Good Morning America this morning, and they said, I can't remember how many bombs, but bombs were set off in the Baghdad airport this morning. No American soldiers injured or killed, but 5 Iraqi soldiers were injured. You know anything about that? And does that have anything to do with Maliki trying to stir stuff up so this thing won't go through? Or does it not really affect it at all?
Well, you know what? I haven't heard one thing about it. And Tish didn't send me anything about it. We didn't see any news articles. And all my people who watch Iraqi TV, but there's a few of them, none of them have reported any of that was on there. But what we do know, and what they are telling people, that it is not Iraqi citizens who are doing it. It's not Iraqi government who are doing it. They feel that it's Iran's people doing it, or ISIS.
is which they're still fighting in some provinces, are the actual ones over there doing the bombing and actually shooting people. Over the weekend, you know, there was a drive-by shooting. I think 5 people dead, 15 injured, something, and other cases. But they're all saying they're Iranian paramilitary or militants or citizens that are actually doing it, just trying to cause issues so that the RV doesn't go through or so that the government doesn't change. Yeah.
So what do you think about that? Will it be effective?
No, I don't think it's not an all-out, you know, overthrow of the government like we saw in Libya or like, you know, in Syria or like when it was the Arab Springs. I don't think it's going to affect anything. They're having demonstrations, and Sadr, along with their other religious leader, weekend, called for peaceful demonstrations, is what they told them. No burning, no throwing bricks, no bombing, none of that. They said peaceful demonstrations, which was supposed to be 2 million over the weekend or Friday, and now I guess they're going to be doing the celebration tomorrow. But they have asked for people to be peaceful, respectful, and respectful of the police and the military. So if there are issues, or like they said, snipers, anybody else, it's Iran trying to maintain their influence. And the best thing to do for them, instead of the people winning, is to constantly have the people go after the government. They want to keep that chaos there because that's how Iran is keeping their foot in the door.
Oh, boy. And no, I don't see that they wouldn't ever not do that because they don't want this to happen. So I hope that it can't make any difference no matter what, because I think they'll make it as big as it needs to be to make a difference. I mean, why not?
They will. And we got to understand, I don't care what kind of government you are. I don't care if you're our government, but 10 million people versus 300 guys in parliament or 10 million citizens versus 100,000 soldiers, the citizens are always going to win because bullets going to run out. But the people will just eventually overpower you, take your guns, and start shooting you. So the people are always going to win. It just is a matter of how long it will take them to win.
Right, right. Well, the people must be pretty secure that really the revaluation is going to happen if they did not list that as the second thing that they're requiring to happen. I mean, they must be sure it's going to happen, or they would just be rioting because feeling like they've been lied to again one more time. Do you think that? You think they're sure it's going to happen?
Well, the people didn't put the list out. Parliament did. These are the things we have agreed to. And they skip number 2 because they're saying that's already done. And they didn't want to make known to the whole world already. But it was letting everybody else know what happened in the meeting and what the people were requesting and how the government was reacting to it. That's what the list was for.
Right. Okay. Well, another thing, that scared the bejeebies out of me, that little story that lady told that's in Las Vegas about the fake bank. Now, I don't know how that could legally be done, that it was an inside job that drained $23 million accounts, and they say, that's too bad, we're not giving it back to you. How can that happen? I mean, really? We might all get sucked dry then, if that can happen.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't have all the information and the details, so I can't really say. But I will tell you guys, I do know somebody, and, you know, she did have, like, $350,000 taken out of her account.
For what
at
reason?
The bank.
For what
reason? Well, because somebody took it. Because somebody took it.
no protection against that, Tony?
Well, look, they know who took it, and she still didn't get it back. So I'm telling you that much.
Oh, my God.
And even though the bank knows they made a mistake, she still did not get it back.
That is horrible. That's terrible.
Well, it is.
Well,
things will happen. Do what?
Can we set the time of exchange? How are you going to guarantee that my money is not going to be now? How can you make this totally secure?
Nothing is ever totally secure, guys. Don't even think of that. I mean, nothing ever is totally secure. So you have to do things, put it in places, diversify, and know that you're the end of security. So you have to be careful where you're putting your number out, your information, where it's going. I told you guys a long time ago, when I do my exchange and the person I'm sitting across the table with and doing my exchange and signing my document with and everything is happy, we're done. When I get to my wealth manager, I'm moving all my money to a separate account where none of the bank employees are allowed to go in there. None of the tellers are allowed to go in there. It's a restricted access account, and I'm not worrying about that, and I'm not worried about them saying, you know, well, this guy did your exchange, and now he's over here, and he kept your information. I'm not going to be concerned because I'm not going to have the same information. Or some bank employee just went into my account, which usually isn't the case. But what happens is a family member gets hold of your account, or a friend gets hold of your account, or you let somebody have access to your laptop or computer, and by let somebody have access, I mean, you don't have the proper protections on there, so cyber guys can get in your account and do things without asking for the right passcode, or you didn't have a passcode over there. So they're going to find a bunch of things of you did this, or you should have had a passcode, and then he wouldn't have gave it to this person. And all those are things we've talked about over the years that you're going to have to put in place and make sure your account is secure for that. So she told the Chase story. I can't say the story's not true, but I don't have all the facts. And I'm sure if we call Chase, they're going to give us a different story than the one she did. So we'll see.
Right. Well, if it's worth $50,000 taken out of their account, was that a Chase bank also?
No, it was not Chase. It was a different bank.
Okay. One more question. Do you think Regions is going to do the contract rate?
Do we what?
Do you think Regions Bank is going to do the contract rate?
I think they're going to do a contract rate, yes. That's what I think.
But you don't think it'll be $18.50 for the dinar?
Be $28.50?
Oh, $28.50. That's right. Oh,
my
God. Yeah, $28.50.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it will be. Yeah.
20 years, I think I'm going to try to go with them. We'll see what happens. Although my local bank says it's not on the screen and they're not doing the dinars, so we'll see what happens when it does revalue. But anyway, okay, thank you, guys. I do hope it's this week. And I have no problem with nobody being at the exchange center. I think that's a very smart thing to do. As many times as they've sat there for days and days and days, because they can get there in an hour, I think that's the smarter thing, you know? Don't even sit there anymore and waste your life. But anyway, okay, thank you all. We appreciate you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
425, area code, you are on.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Greetings.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. I kind of hesitate to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I've been more than a little concerned. Tony, you have indicated there's a certain guru, if you will, out there that you have some healthy respect for. And that individual is saying, well, is scoffing about the contract rate and is saying to that it we would be fools if we went in right away. They're just, you know, because the rate isn't going to be, it's going to come out 1-to-1, and maybe in 2 or 3 months it'll go up to $4, and then maybe in 6 months it might go up to $8 or $9 and then start falling. So I had some concern about that. And the other thing that is he's scoffing about the dong, and I'm heavily invested in the dong. And so I have some concern about that. Will, and you're saying that the dong is going to revalue at the same time or follow immediately the revaluation of the dinar. I guess I need to be propped up a little bit in terms of my confidence in what's going on out there, what might happen. Can you help me out?
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to help you out. First of all, everything you said is totally against what I think. Okay?
I know it is.
Okay. So, bunch of guru mess been going on for years, and for the life of me, I do not understand why these people still think what they think when they supposedly have such good contacts at the banks and in the government that they still think this way. I don't understand it. First of all, the rate was supposed to come out 1-to-1 in Iraq. I absolutely agree on that, that it was going to be $1 for $1 when they initially do their exchange. And that's in-country rate. Out of country, the rate is going to be over $3 and something, almost $4 to start with. And I've seen some gurus upgrade that as recently as over the weekend. And I'm still confused as why did it take you this long to realize what you were saying? And most of them, or these in particular, were applying in-country rates thinking that was going to be worldwide, and they're two separate things. And again, I don't know why it takes this long for you to understand that, as long as you've been in it and as many contacts as you supposedly have or understand it. So the rate is supposed to come out at almost $4, if nothing else. The rate will hit 4X, and when it hits 4X, it will do what Kuwait did. More than likely, I mean, I can't really predict the future, just what I would like it to be, and or do like any other IPO that comes out, and it will take off, because everybody except for us will be shocked that it even happened. Even all your financial experts, everybody will want to jump in because they will think it's going to do the exact same thing Kuwait did too. Anything else. So it will run up immediately, probably stay that way for a good 10, 12 days as it climbs up. And I'm just guessing on that part. But once it starts to fall, the whole bottom will drop out because everybody's going to cash out because they're trying to get it at its peak. But it will again stop around that 370 rate, and that's where it will maintain its rate forevermore. I don't care what the idiot tells you, over 6-8 months is going to go up to $8. That's not going to happen because the agreement with Kuwait is that their rates after initially will be within 25 cents of each other, and your gurus should already know that and should have read that agreement already. So they know there's no way that this could happen, what they're predicting to happen. But we'll all see in the end. And, yeah, there is a basket of currencies that they have agreed. There were 7 of them. Ray got the list. Been holding it for years from you guys, but he does have the list. And these were 7, I think it went to 9 of currencies, 9 currencies, that will all revalue at the same
time, because that was the plan, and that's what gives them their value. The math had to work, and that's why they grouped these together in the first basket. The second basket is supposed to come out within 18 months. This entire process is supposed to go through the year 2024 for everything to go that's been in plans for the last 50 years. I'm nobody special. I'm telling you guys that. I'm nobody special. I'm just a guy, got a lot of information, a lot of connections, and I hope a lot of common sense. But if the information is out there for me, it's out there for these so-called gurus. All they got to do is go out there and get it, and this thing will make a whole lot of different sense to everybody. So while they're telling people this for their own personal reasons, own personal gain or something, and it's no different than this idiot out there telling everybody they got to have trust or they're not going to be able to exchange. They're going to fingerprint them, or they're not going to be able to exchange. I mean, stuff that doesn't even, you know, a high school senior, I was going to say a sixth grader, but I'm going to at least give it to a high school senior, would look at this idiot and say, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. That's my opinion.
I think that the market, or the bankers, the inside traders, or I don't even know what to call them, because I don't know that much about it, will be manipulating the growth or the increase in value of the dinar, or all of the currencies for that matter. How much control?
They're not going to. Well, I think manipulating was the wrong word. I mean, it will be cause and effect. It will be business as usual, but there won't be any insider trading or anything like that, I don't think.
Okay.
You know why?
Well,
maybe they will. I don't know.
I can't help but think that there would be some, because, I mean, our money is manipulated all over the world as it is today, is it not?
Yes, it is. I was going to say at times it is, but that's on a global scale, much larger, not affecting individuals. This is going to affect a whole lot of people, a whole lot of hedge funds, a whole lot of investments, and things are going to be chaotic probably for like a month in the market as it goes up and down, and we get all this money and we throw it into here and there, and it throws everything off kittle until it settles now. Now, are some people going to see what's going on and be able to take advantage of an opportunity? Yes. Can some people manipulate this? Yes. But I don't think that's the plan.
Well, yeah, I can see that it would rarely be the plan, because it would be to our disadvantage, perhaps. With regard to the bank absconding or someone absconding with your money, do you think that something like Lloyd's of London or asking the bank to insure your money up to the value that you are holding in their bank, if that's would that be a negotiating point that you could have with the bank if you had considerable funds?
If you have enough money, I think anything is possible. But what I know for sure is nothing beats a failure but a try. So go in there and try it. Either you can insure it, we can break it up, put in several accounts that are all insurable, or I can go to the limit with you insurance and move the rest of it somewhere else. There's always an option.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to answer my question. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a super fantastic day. Thank you.
You as well.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, sir. It's time to wrap this one up. Put it in the oven. or put it to bed.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. We're still good. We're in a good position. What's today? Today is the 9th.
Monday. December 9th.
Monday. Okay. So, that only leaves like, what, 20 more days left in the month? This thing will be over. We'll be on the other side of it. So, sit back. Relax. Nothing we can do about it but ride with it. Take the news. And more importantly, get some more dong. They didn't do it over the weekend. Make them pay for it. Go get some more, I'm telling you. Make them pay for it. Make them that much richer. What you should be doing all the way for the rest of the month, I'm going to tell you, if you don't do it once a week, do it twice a week. But spend $39 getting yourself another million. Call it a Christmas gift. Buy yourself a Christmas gift throughout the month, once or twice a week. It will pay you back in millions, okay? With that, I'm going to say, guys, enjoy the rest of your day because that's what I'm going to do. If something should happen, we get some information that we just can't hold back, we will certainly tweet it out to you. All right? Enjoy your day, right?
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this marvelous-er Monday. We'll be back on Hump Day Wednesday, unless something happens between now and then. So, in the meantime, in between time, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
All right, I'm going to go on here.
I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it.
I know He will.
crying at night. But I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better.
To the single parents,
go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. I won't even work it out.
Yes,
if you believe it.
Conference recording, press 1. Return. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's right. We're just waiting for that call any day, any hour, any minute. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your Monday.